Imagine a world where the most sophisticated security systems have been perfected not by human engineers, but by creatures without brains as we understand them. The humble octopus, with its distributed neural network and remarkable adaptability, has been outperforming our best security designs for millions of years. This revelation forms the foundation of Rafe Sagarin's revolutionary perspective on security, one that has captured attention from military strategists to Silicon Valley innovators. When the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami struck, animals across three continents sensed the danger and fled to higher ground, while 225,000 humans perished despite our technological advantages. This stark contrast illustrates the fundamental difference between natural and human security approaches. While animals rely on adaptable responses refined over evolutionary time, humans often depend on rigid technological solutions that fail catastrophically when circumstances change. The contrast couldn't be clearer. Natural systems don't plan, predict, or seek perfection. Instead, they adapt continuously through variation, selection, and replication. This adaptability allows organisms to respond effectively to unpredictable threats without central control or perfect information. Meanwhile, our institutions remain trapped in rigid planning cycles that fail to address emerging challenges, despite humans possessing the cognitive tools to learn from experience and implement creative solutions. Learning is fundamental to security. Most security problems stem from failure to learn, while solutions require preventing recurrence. Learning modes we consider uniquely human exist throughout nature, from tool-making chimpanzees to octopuses using coconut shells as armor. Our security approaches often mirror simple associative learning, like dogs trained to avoid rattlesnakes through electric shocks, creating specific responses to specific threats but lacking adaptability. After the 2001 anthrax attacks, we implemented rigid mail screening measures easily circumvented by determined adversaries. Adaptable learning follows natural selection principles, variation, selective force, and consequences. By discriminating between signals, organisms develop the ability to generalize and respond to novel stimuli based on environmental conditions. Learning occurs at multiple levels, from immune systems to individual organisms to species evolution. Yet organizations often fail to learn from past experiences, as when American automakers forgot lessons from the 1970s gas crisis when SUV sales later declined. We need networked learning, where information spreads rapidly across systems, demonstrated by passenger response to changed hijacking tactics on 9/11, showing how humans can adapt almost instantaneously. Paleontologist Gerard Vermeer, blind since age 3 yet possessing remarkable tactile observation skills, discovered that nature favors decentralized organizations. Successful biological systems distribute environmental sensing to multiple agents with response authority. This pattern pervades biology. The immune system deploys independent cells that identify invaders without predetermined watch lists, then mobilize responses. Our brains store memory across different locations, creating damage-resistant networks. Fish schools maintain collective safety through individual responses rather than central leadership. The military illustrates contrasting approaches. The V-22 Osprey aircraft, developed through traditional centralized procurement over 25 years at $27 billion, suffered numerous fatal crashes despite enormous investment. Conversely, DARPA's grand challenge for autonomous vehicles simply posed the problem without specifying solutions. The modest $1 to $2 million prize attracted over 100 entries, mostly from universities. After initial failure, teams shared information. By the second year, Stanford's Stanley successfully completed the course. This challenge-based approach mirrors natural adaptation, posing problems rather than dictating solutions, encouraging diverse problem solvers, allowing specialized focus on subproblems, and removing methodological constraints. We typically view redundancy as wasteful, yet it thrives in resource-scarce natural environments. This paradox reveals how nature uses redundancy adaptively in ways human systems could emulate. Nature employs both simple and sophisticated redundancy strategies. Unimaginative redundancy involves basic repetition, multiple copies of important genes, centipedes with numerous identical legs, or species producing excessive offspring. Financial markets demonstrated this principle after 9/11 by creating backup infrastructure across multiple locations. Human security systems can't ethically accept the casualties implicit in simple redundancy. Instead, we should study nature's imaginative redundancy, where multiple problem solvers use different methods, creating diverse backups that won't fail identically against new threats. Networks represent the ultimate redundant systems, with the internet as the prime example. They form through preferential linking, creating important hubs alongside many less connected nodes. Networks respond rapidly to change, like our skin's nerve cells becoming crucial hubs when injured. However, interconnected networks can become vulnerable to cascading failures, as seen when the 2010 Icelandic volcano eruption paralyzed European air travel through rippling transportation disruptions. The Red Queen hypothesis demonstrates how organisms must continuously adapt to maintain fitness against competitors, creating evolutionary arms races of improving speeds, defenses, and tactics across 3.5 billion years of evolution. In human conflicts, insurgents adapt to new military tactics within 14 days. However, effectiveness matters more than speed. Adaptations must actually solve problems. Superior resources don't guarantee success, as demonstrated by viruses, superweeds, and antibiotic-resistant bacteria overcoming well-resourced opponents. The 9/11 attacks cost Al-Qaeda less than $1 million, yet caused billions in damage. Motivation drives adaptation through the life dinner principle. Prey fighting for survival adapt more urgently than predators merely seeking a meal. Similarly, drug dealers facing imprisonment adapt faster than law enforcement officers, risking only career setbacks. Information provides an adaptation pathway that can bypass resource advantages. Organisms reduce uncertainty for themselves while increasing it for adversaries, explaining behaviors like birds flocking to confuse predators or cicadas emerging on prime number year cycles to avoid predator population booms. The dramatic reduction in IED attacks in Iraq during 2007 came through symbiosis, working relationships between Americans and local leaders who provided intelligence on IED networks. As civilians shared information, attacks decreased rapidly. Every organism exists as a collection of different organisms bound through symbiotic relationships. These partnerships create emergent properties beyond the sum of their parts, like lichens breaking down rock into soil, or deep-sea fish using bioluminescent bacteria to hunt in darkness. Nature demonstrates cooperation's power between seemingly incompatible species, such as predatory fish and their tiny cleaners. Similarly, networks of Israelis, Palestinians, and Jordanians collaborate to combat disease outbreaks regardless of borders, gaining access to restricted areas during crises. The prevalence of mutualism, despite its theoretical instability, challenges Darwin's view that unstable intermediate forms don't persist. Eleanor Ostrom's Nobel-winning work shows how humans create rules preventing overexploitation of common resources, including fishing cooperatives that restrict access and use graduated punishments. We resist adaptation despite seeing its effectiveness, claiming organizations are too rigid, while even simple organisms adapt through semi-independent parts. We label conflicts irreconcilable, yet nature demonstrates how meek organisms form symbiotic relationships with fearsome ones. The solution is an adaptable cascade, where small adaptive actions trigger others, building momentum. This incorporates natural systems' key elements: decentralized organization, accelerated learning through success selection, useful redundancy, symbiotic partnerships, and ecosystem protection. At this crossroads, we can either retreat from biological complexity or embrace it, despite incomplete understanding. Even partial comprehension of nature yields surprising insights in an era when we've forgotten its power. The octopus exemplifies this through distributed intelligence, adaptability, and creative problem solving. Perhaps our greatest innovation would be recognizing that solutions have been evolving around us all along.